gratitude and intensity. When Sri Chinmoy was asked, how can our prayer be made most intense? His answer was illumining and fulfilling. You can make your prayer most intense through your gratitude heart. While you are praying, prayer is coming from your heart. You have to feed the prayer with gratitude. Gratitude is the nourishment. If somebody is going to run a race, he needs to be fed. If anybody is going to do something great or good, he needs nourishment. Similarly, if you don't nourish the prayer with your gratitude fruit, then your prayer will not be intense. Nothing divine will be intense unless and until you are grateful to the Supreme. You want intense love for God, intense devotion to God, and intense surrender to God's will. But you will not have these divine qualities unless gratitude comes to the fore for what God has given you and for what God has not given you. At every moment during the day, you are energized by good thoughts or assailed by bad thoughts. You have to know that the good thoughts which you get are coming directly from the Supreme, and the will to fight and destroy or illumine the bad thoughts is also coming from the Supreme. He is inside you as a warrior when wrong thoughts come to attack you, and he is inside you as the Heavenly Father, the Supreme Beloved, when good thoughts come to illumine you. So, naturally, you are grateful. So use your gratitude heart to feed your prayer. Early in the morning, if you don't renew your gratitude heart during your meditation or prayer, then nothing will be intense. At every moment, your gratitude heart must feed your intense inner cry and aspiration. Then you can intensify your prayer, your aspiration, your dedication, and everything. Sri Chinmoy.